A resulting Inspector General's report concluded, "The concepts involved in manipulating human behavior are found by many people both within and outside the agency to be distasteful and unethical." As the result of Vance's discovery and the Inspector General's report, the agency began scaling back the project, which was eventually said to have ended in the late 1960s. The MK-ULTRA program, which used patients in psychiatric hospitals and other unwitting subjects to develop mind control techniques, became public knowledge in 1977 during hearings conducted by a Senate Committee on Intelligence chaired by Senator Frank Church. Some of the most distinguished figures in psychiatry participated in MK-ULTRA, including Dr. Ewan Cameron, the man whom Alan Dulles sent to study Rudolf Hess and who later served as president of both the American and Canadian Psychiatric Associations as well as the World Psychiatric Association. Any in-depth study of MK-ULTRA shows that the CIA, in addition to seeking a truth serum, also was highly interested in the ability to program individuals to act in accordance with someone else's will. The 1962 Frank Sinatra film, The Manchurian Candidate, portrayed a programmed assassin ordered to kill a ranking political figure. This movie came out at the same time the CIA was actively working on just such a program, thanks in great part to the groundwork laid down years earlier by Nazi mind control experts. In the words of Kathleen Ann Sullivan, who claimed to have been part of the MK-ULTRA program as reported by Gordon Thomas, author of Mind Field, "I am a survivor of the MK-ULTRA program. It was run by the CIA and designed to control a subject's mind and will to the point where he or she would become an assassin. To achieve this, I was forced to undergo extensive drugging, electroshock, sensory deprivation, hypnosis, partake in pornographic films, act as a prostitute, and much else. I finally have realized I cannot keep hiding that it has left me only a shell of life to live. In going public, I want to end the fear all survivors of MK-ULTRA live with." Hunt noted that both the Army and CIA MK-ULTRA experiments stemmed from Nazi science was certainly relevant to understanding the early history of those secret projects. A full accounting of the Nazi-inspired mind control experiments, whether failures or successes, will never be known, because in 1973, on orders of Helms, Gottlieb destroyed all MK-ULTRA files before leaving the agency.